Chapter 2. Population Growth. The current world population in 2015 exceeds 7 billion people. The population growth per day is about 220,000 people. The world population is on the rise. We have heard rumors about how some rich countries are advocating for population reduction in the world. They believe in less population in order to reduce poverty in the world, especially in Africa. So, is reducing the world population a good thing or a bad thing for our society? I once read The Tragedy of the Commons, where Wisner and York discussed the dilemma of increasing military power and steadily decreasing national security. As we know today, military power is very important for a country's homeland security and the safety of their citizens. I believe population growth is good for a country due to security reasons. The more people we have, the stronger we have become. But maximizing population will increase poverty. As the population grows, food and goods will tend to decrease. So the rich countries are correct. Maximizing population creates more poverty and decreases food. Maximizing the population will not be a good idea because there will be a shortage of food in the world and citizens will suffer, especially the poor masses. Food will become more expensive in the markets and poor people can no longer afford them. Poverty will increase and people will die of hunger. Countries that are rich in land can eliminate this problem through agriculture and food production. Some rich countries are currently encouraging their citizens to reproduce fewer children in order to reduce poverty and improve their way of living. They believe 3 kids in one family will have a better way of living than 6 kids in the same family. Chinese government is even paying their citizens to have fewer children. China's population exceeds 1.3 billion people. It is equivalent to 19.24% of the total world population. Let's look at the reality part of it 40 years from today. As time progresses, China, who is encouraging less reproduction and fewer family members today, will witness a slow growth in population tomorrow. Their population will decrease over time, and in the next 1 or 2 decades to come, they might not have enough people to defend their country in an event of war or an external attack. Even with the new technologies, they will still remain too small to stand terror.